Okay. Nun Beis, Lama Beis, let's start from Rabbi Eloy. Let's start from Rabbi Eloy. Nun Beis, Lama Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Eloy, cuts Kaf Naisa, the Shvius. He cut down, Kaf Naisa means unripened dates during the year of Shemitah. Okay, so you're not allowed to harvest, you're not allowed to go and cut down anything on Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the land on Shvius. So what is he doing cutting down his own ravages of Shvius? So Hechi Dmar Sakasha, Hechi Rabbi Tachi, how he's allowed to do this? La Achlam Nachman of Loyal Hefs. Now the problem is by cutting down these unripened dates, you are preventing them from developing. So the only time you're allowed to go, the only time you're allowed to go actually do work the land is only when you're doing it for a constructive purpose. If you're working the land for a destructive purpose, where it's going to go lost.
Pruning the
tree. Well, it wasn't really, I guess, pruning whatever it was, but it wasn't for the purpose of eating. That's the main thing. I don't know what was his actual kavan. I'm not exactly sure, but it was not for the purpose of eating. So in verse Akasha, Hechi Avitachi, Lachla Mechmon of Leila Hefsa, but you're not allowed to cause a loss. Bechite, maybe you'll tell me. Maybe you'll tell me the only time that it is forbidden to cut down is where the nochis lepera, where it actually is a fruit. In other words, where it has already achieved a state where it's complete. But with these things,
what's complete?
The fruit is ripe. But when the fruit is not ripe, it's only on the way, it's in progress. But where the fruit is not ripe, it's only in progress, it's no for prohibition. The Gemara says not so. The Gemara now comes to equate the laws of Orla to the laws of Shvius. Any halacha we find by Orla, we're going to automatically assume applies to Shvius. And what does it say? What does it say by Orla? Hani mischale d'orla. What's mischale? Mischale means a shiner. It's some type of growth that grows around the palm tree, which, as far as the Gemara is concerned, is the same exact thing as is equivalent to the kafnaisa. The kafnaisa was dates. Say, it's the same. I don't know exactly what these things are, but it's look at the Rashi. It's two lines into the Rashi, the very, very wide lines. Meschali d'orla shoymer hagodal svivos hatmon in the katnon. It's a shoymer which grows around a date tree when the date tree is immature. Ke'ein pekes hagodal svivos egoizeyar hadakos. Like this thing called the pekes, which grows around nut trees in the forest. But the point is, it's something which right now is not a fruit, but is something which is providing support for a fruit. And the halacha is, back to the Gemara, Hani mischal de'orlo asire, it's osur behana. You're not allowed to derive benefit during the first 3 years of Orla. Oh, but it's not a fruit. The answer is, even though it's not a fruit, just the fact that it's part of the fruit tree automatically is included in the prohibition. So the one makes an assumption, the same way that's true when it comes to Orla, that's going to be true when it comes to the prohibition of Shvius. Why? Hoil since v'nasu shomer lepri. V'shomer lepri mishava. When is it called a shomer lepri? B'koifrei. When it's an immature status. And yet, v'kokorilei pri. And we call that a pri. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, asiri. Okay, it's second, the last two words on the second very wide line. Asiri mishum orla. The loy havi ke aids el shame pri aleim. Hoyel denasu.
Fruit or part of the tree.
It's a shomer lepri. Next Rashi, the shomer lepri emos havi bekafrei, kishen kitanois. The kufra hu kafniois. Uche gedilin. And when they grow, hu yavesh, it becomes dry v'noifel. Alma kafnios kurin peri. So these kafnios, I don't know exactly what they are in mitzis, but they are the same. They are exactly the same, they are equivalent. There's some type of growth which grows around the stem of the palm tree. It provides support and shmira for the main palm tree. And the halacha is that it is also to cut these things down because of the prohibition of orla. It's also to derive benefit, also to cut down Orla. So the same way there's a prohibition to derive benefit from these things, the first 3 years of Shema Orla, the Gemara assumes when it comes to Shavuot, it's also called a fruit, and you're not allowed to derive benefit. You're not allowed to cut it down. So it's called a fruit. It's called a fruit the same way you're not allowed to cut down fruit, you're not allowed to cut down these things which are called kufr, which also have the status of a fruit. So the question comes back, how then was Rabbi Eloi permitted to cut down the kafnaisa, the shvias? The kafnaisa is called a fruit, just like it's called a fruit with regard to all. It's a fruit of shvias, and terus l'ochla of l'ol hashkes.
But actually dries up before.
It doesn't matter. Right now, it's still, that's what we want to show from the law of Orla. By Orla, it's going to dry up, and it's not going to be edible. But right now, it's soft. Right now, it's providing a very important function to the palm tree.
No,
it's shiner, and that gives it the status of a fruit with all of the laws that you're not allowed to derive benefit and use it for any purpose that you want. It has to be remained off limits during the first 3 years, so, because it's called a fruit. Our law is
part of this, not edible.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that's not edible.
It's edible at some point.
But right now it's not edible. But right now the Gemara is saying by Orla it's called a fruit because it supports the fruit. It's a lump.
Right.
It's a support for the fruit. It's a shomer. The mela, that's also called a fruit, and the mela, all the laws of Orla apply to it. So now the Gemara wants to translate that over to Shemitah. Shemitah, la'achla v'lo la'hashkes, and we're going to consider it to be called the fruit, and you're not allowed to cause any harm to these things. So the Gemara says, Nechnam Rav Nachman, Domer Krabi Yis, the Gemara is not a kasha, Domin Mirai from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is following a Das Yochid. Rabbi Loi is following a Das Rabin. In other words, more explained, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yis, Tamil Mishnah, Rabbi Yis, Yemir, Smodar, also the Neshu Pri. Smother unripened grapes. Are you allowed to derive benefit from unripened grapes during the first years of Shemitah? So the answer is also. Smodar is also. When it comes to Smodar, the Yemir Mishnah, Flu Perichi Agefen, the nearest Suez Agefen, and Smodar, also Mishnah Orla. Orla, the Smodar, the unripened grapes are awesome, and they should pay. They're a fruit. Upligi Rabbanan Alei. The Rabbanan disagrees. So now the Gemara is telling us that Rav Eli is following the majority opinion of the Rabbanan. So let's review what we have. Let's review all the steps. Rav Eli was cutting down in the year of Shemitah Kufnaisa. Kufnaisa is not edible, but it is subordinate to the fruit. How is he allowed to do this? Just like you're not allowed to cut fruit on Shemitah, lo'ochlo v'lo la'hashchis. You're not allowed to destroy Shemitah produce. So the Gemara says, what's the big deal? It's not a fruit. It's not a fruit. It's just a shomer. No. You're not allowed to cut because we have Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman taught us, with regard to Orla, unripened kufnaisa is also mishum Orla. The same way you're not allowed to derive benefit even from the food itself, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the kufnaisa. And we have a right to assume the same way this is true when it comes to Orla, this is true when it comes to Shemitah. The Gemara says, wait a minute, don't guess me a kasha from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is following a Das Yochid Rabbi Yossi. What did the Tanya Rabbi Yossi say when it comes to grapes? There's something called smodar, unripened grapes.
The buds.
Are those unripened grapes, are they also the first 3 years mishum orla? Is it called a fruit? It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say no. It's the first 3 years of the vineyard, and they are smodar, gesundheit. You can be nene from the smodar, according to the Rabbanan.
Okay.
Rabbi Yossi says they're called fruit. So this Rav Nachman says that there's a prohibition of kufnaisa, unripened dates, whatever those things are. That's a das yochid. However, our sug, Rabbi Lai, who we start off with in our Gemara, is following the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan hold that it's mutter. The Rabbanan hold, like the Rabbanan, that smodar is mutter. Smodar is mutter, so the kufnaisa is also mutter for Allah, and if it's mutter for Allah, it's also mutter for Shemitah. The Gemara does not like this. Masgif lo Rav Simi min har dom mi pliger ben alei Rav Yosi b'shoy lo nos. That's true. The only time the Rabbanan disagree with Rav Yosi is only with regard to grapes. But when it comes to sharperos, even the Rabbanan admits Rav Yosi that unripened produce is called unripened produce is has the status of unripened produce has the status of fruit, and it's also unripened produce, it doesn't make it, even if it's not considered produce, even kufnios never turns into heart. It never, but in the meantime, it's soft and it's soft. It's just a shomer. That's also forbidden.
Right.
Smodar and dear, but dear, but I make of it. Rabbanan says smodar is mutter. Smodar is mutter. But when it comes to shari lanos, the Gemara is going to show now, even the Rabbanan agree that kufnios is osur. Everyone holds like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to shari. How do we know this? When are you allowed to cut the trees for wood? In other words, when do they no longer have the status of fruit and it's mutter to cut down? You're only not allowed to cut things which are edible. If it's not edible, it's mutter. So Beis Shammai says all of the ilanos. But look at Rashi. Rashi says ein kaitetzin le'etzim b'bnei shemavsir apri rachmona malach lo havsir mishiyotziyu. So when you're not allowed to, not kaitzin, Amos say ein, I left out the word, mostly. You're not allowed to cut. Why are you not allowed to cut? Because it's called a fruit. When is it called a fruit? Yimavsir. Amos say ein kaitzin say ilanas b'shviyas. So here we go. Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says kol ilanas mishiyotziyu. Beis Shammai is very lenient. I'm a very machmir. Very machmir. Mishiyotziyu techilas all in the leaves. Okay, Beis Shammai is always machmir. Even when a leaf begins to blossom, already it's called a fruit. Mamish is nothing that's really forbidden for you to cut it. Beis Hillel is a little more lenient. What does Beis Hillel say? Well, Beis Hillel, man, it all depends on the type of fruit. Hacharuvim. If it's carob, nisha yishrishu. That's a very hard word. It means when it looks like chains. I don't know what carob looks like. I mean, except for books, so when you have on Tu B'Shvat. But I don't know what it looks like in the field, but it has a chain-like appearance. You know what it looks like?
It curls.
It curls?
Something that looks like a chain.
Chain, yeah, okay. So when it has that look, it's already forbidden to cut it. Vaita. V'agifanin. Here's what we need for our Gemara. Grapes. The vines. Mishayagriyu. And what does that mean? That's a very hard word to translate. Rashi says, Mishagodlu. Honovim ketzas. Like the Israelis say, tzat, a little bit, tzat, a little bit. When they begin to grow a little bit, it's very forbidden. Next, the hazesim, olives, misheyonitsu, when they blossom. Okay, I don't know what these things are. Different stages of their blossoming. Usheor kol huilanos misheyotziu, when they begin to the leaves begin to come out. Now, what's the kasha? Here we go. Now here comes the, now we want to know exactly what does it mean, this very hard word, when it comes to grapes. Grapes are Mishayagriyu. What does that mean? Mishayagriyu. So Rav Asi is going to save the day. I'm Rav Asi. Hu boiser, hu girua, hu pul halavan. Do you want to know what it is, girua? It's when the grape becomes the size of a pul halavan, of a bean,
a white bean.
And that's also what called girua is. Ah, gvaldik. So now we know what it is. Salt, what?
You might know what it is.
Okay, fine, but we at least have a definition of a small little grape. Now here comes the Gemara. Sal kedaitach. Gemara is a kasha. Paul halavan sal kedaitach. A grape is not a bean. Okay, the different aisles in the supermarket. They sell the beans in aisle 3 and the grapes in aisle 2. They're different things altogether. Ela ema shiuroi. The size of the smadar is kipul halavan. Okay, now what's the kasha here?
Why would anything different than the size?
But we don't know what it is. The Gemara just
said earlier aside a bean.
The Gemara never said that. Nothing. Gemara said nothing. All the Gemara's come and tell us when is called when it's the year of Shemitah. When are you not allowed to cut down the food to destroy? At what point in time? So we have all different varieties of fruit and vegetables. And now when it comes to grapes, it says this very funny word, no one ever heard of, Mishayagriu. The Gemara, what in the world is that? Ah, I'll tell you, it means smadar. Excuse me, what's smadar? All I know, smadar is a little grape. No, the little size is inch, 2 inch, 3 inches. What do you mean little grape? Ah, pol halavan, gewaldig. Okay, fine. Now, here comes the Gemara. Now, what do we need all this? What is all this about? Why do we get into the sugi in the middle of Pesachim over here? So the most man shamaladim aboisar in smadala. What does it say? It says over here, it says, go back to the second line. Hu boisar, hu girua. Boisar. Now, boisar is this thing, grapes, there are different stages. Something called smadar, and something called boisar. Boisar is a later stage. Smadar is an earlier stage. Being that it says here, we're coming to fataych boisar, man shamaladim aboisar in smadar loy rabbanan. We know for a fact that there's a machloikis between the Rabbanon and the Bar Plukter, I guess it's Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we must have another source for this. There's a Rabbi Yossi and there's a Rabbi Yossi and there's Rabbanon when it comes to grapes. And the Rabbanon are the ones that say that grapes is the size of smoda. Oh, not smoda, I'm saying boiser. Boiser, not smoda. The Rabbanon. Now, what
is the larger size?
And Rabbi Yossi says the smaller size. And here it says the larger size. And Mela, we are 100% certain that the author of this price, of this space, this price is a sheet of base of the Rabbanan. And what else did it happen to say here? The Katani, it says, Kor Shor Kol Hoylonos, in the same breath, it's a whole long list. Grapes, Mishe Yagriu. Zeise, Mishe Yonitsu. Ushor Kol Hoylonos. That's the last part of this sentence. Mishe Yotsiu. Mishe Yotsiu. What does Mishe Yotsiu mean? When it begins to bring out the leaves. It's not edible. Yeah, leaves. That's what we said before. No, it doesn't say food. Mishe Yotsiu means leaves. A very early stage. It's not edible. Now, Mishe Yotsiu is the same as, pretty much, as kofnios. Kofnios. And already when it's kofnios, it says, ein koitzitzin. And don't go tell me, don't mean this halacha is going like a das yochid. Who's the das yochid? Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan disagree. The only time we can find a machloek is between Rabbi Yossi. The only time between Rabbi Yossi. And the Rabbanan is daf by grapes. What the shear is. And then Rabbi Yossi is going to be very machmir. And they're going to be very lenient. But when it comes to Shor Kol Hoylanos, even the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yossi that it's also to destroy at its earliest stage when it's already Kofnios. Because here it says the grapes, and the grapes it discusses, it says a shear of Boiser, which is a later stage, and Boiser is the Rabbanon, it's not Rabbi Yossi, and in the same breath, the Rabbanon says Shor Kol Hoylanos Mishe Yotziu. And Mishe Yotziu is Kofnios. Mishe Yotziu includes the kolim Mikofnios. And already says in Koitzitzin. Ah, so you see, even the Rabbanon agreed to the Shita Rabbi Yossi and in Koitzitzin when it comes to Mikofnios. So the question now goes all the way back to Rabbi Eli. How was Rabbi Eli allowed in the year of Shemitah to cut down kofnios around the dekalim? The kofnios around the dekalim have the status of a pri. Has the status of a pri by Arla. The male has the status of a pri when it comes to Shvias. La'achla, v'loy la'hashchasa. How could you do this? And don't go tell me, that he was following the Rabbanim because the only one that says you can't cut down kofnios is Rabbi Yossi, but the Rabbanim disagree. Enachanami, I agree to this machlekes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanim, but they only argue by grapes. They don't argue when it comes to Shor Ilanos, including the Kolim. How do I know that? Because still we have a Braisa, and the Braisa discussed the share of grapes, and it says Boiser, and Boiser is the Shita of the Rabbanan, and in the same breath, the Rabbanan says Shor Kol Ilanos, Mishe Yotziu, which is equivalent to Kofnios, and it's also. So the question has been reinstated. Ella? So the Gemara gives a fascinating answer. You have to go to the botanical gardens and ask them what this means. El Rabbi Eli bidin nischone cuts. He cut male palm trees. The nail, yeah. There's nail palm trees and there are females.
Yeah.
So you have to know how they work.
Nail trees, there are male and female trees.
Okay, you have to know how this works. I don't know anything about this.
By estrogen, you can't reproduce estrogen unless you have a male and a female flower.
How could you tell what's male and female? There's simon and mufakim, I guess. Okay, so he cut the nail once. You never know this? Male and female trees? Male and female trees, and then the male, he caught the nail trees.
By apples, by oranges, they have
how could a guy take a female estrogen?
Is what?
Carubis.
Holy roller.
He caught the nail palm tree. Mamela, those kofnios don't have a din pri.
They don't ripen.
They don't ripen. The whole tree doesn't ripen. It's not shy. It's a shomer for what? It's a shomer. It's a shomer for the tree. But the tree won't even produce fruit because the whole tree is a male tree.
It does produce fruit.
Not the same. I don't know the pratim.
It has to be wrapped in.
I don't know. Let's see. Look what does Rashi say. What Rashi says over here is. Look at Rashi.
Binis
honeycots. Tomorim shall deker zohor. Okay, zohor. Zohor means to remember. You know, zohor, comets. Comets. Zohor. Two comotsim. Comets, comets. Zohor. Male. Zohor with a cholam. This is parsha. Zohor. Valkyrie is here. He's in the catchment. That's to remember. Remember. A double comets is a male. So it's Zohor. Tomorrow shall they call Zohor. The Aina Mispashlin, they do not ripen. Boy Oilamis, never, never. The Goydin Oisan, the Nisan, the Hain Mispashlis, Malayim, the Bikli Kapos, Kapos, Tamar, the Ulam Hain Katanas. Okay, so whatever this means, they Mispashlis, they develop by themselves in utensils. Rabbi Loyla Hifsid Midi, he did nothing wrong. Because what he cut down is never going to ripen. It's never going to ripen on the tree. Mela, he did nothing wrong.
But ripen off the tree.
Okay, but doesn't off the tree? It says right. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
They're picked in Nissan.
The hay mispashlois may alehen doesn't mean mispashlois. They develop by themselves bechli kapos tamarim in utensils. I don't know what that means. In utensils of palm branches.
Right.
What is he mispashlis?
They weave baskets out of the palm branches and they ripen them in there.
But they're not going to ripen. I thought they don't.
They won't ripen in there. They won't ripen on the tree.
The tree. Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it says. Therefore, we did nothing wrong.
Anybody who ever cut down a love knows what this is for.
What?
Anybody who ever cut the love knows what this is for.
Okay, so that's it. We're done. All right. So we got it, okay? So we got the sugya is over. We have saved Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi will give the oilam and dafyemi yashukayach, saving him from the bazillion of doing something that was wrong.
Yeah.
He cut down the male trees. Fine. Turn on. Now we're going to discuss this. We learned yesterday. Yesterday, all this fun, and we discussed the zmanin of when it's no longer available. If I remember the shlach yesterday, you go from place shakalu to place shaloikal, and you go back to the place shakalu, you go back and forth, round trip tickets. The travel agents are making a killing off. Travel agents made a killing off yesterday's daf. So now we discuss different places where the zmanin of when it's kalu and loikalu. So here we go. That the grapes can be found on the poles. Like you see, you pass some of these Chinese are very into it. The Chinese they grow all these different things on. They put up these poles and they grow vines. As long as grapes can be found on the poles, anywhere on the pole, it's called loy kol. The zman beer has not arrived. Yeah.
Usually called a trellis.
Trellis. Okay.
If it's anything but commercial.
Trellis, okay. Until the grapes on the deloyos shall oichel are available. If yeshmu charetz mehen oichlin aleim, if yeshmu charetz mehen oichlin aleim. Let's say, for whatever reason, there are grapes that are still around at a later point in time. In other words, even though the grapes on the trellises are no longer to be found, go out to all the trellises, and there's nothing left. but there are grapes lying out in the vineyard somewhere in the vicinity, in the neighborhood, not on a trellis. Usually the grapes, the trellises are the last to go. They're the latest grapes to survive. But for whatever reason, this season, we don't know why, the grapes and the trellises are gone, but there are grapes out there in the vineyards. So then, you can continue to eat. Next, you can eat olives until the last one, Tekoa. Tekoa, name of a place, that's where olives came from. As long as the market is open, there are still olives, you can eat. He holds that in the place Gush Cholov, a name of a place, you can find olives there even later. And Ani goes out, and he cannot find Lebinoif Lebi Karoi, Revea Oichlin, Revea, Bi Karoi Revea, Revea Kav, a quarter of a Kav. If an Ani goes to Gush Cholov, and he searches along the olive trees, the olive groves, and he can't find, not in the roots, not on the leaves, he can't collect a revea hakav, a basket, which holds a quarter of a kav, whatever that amount is, then already you know it's all over. It's over. If the zmanet beer has arrived, you gotta stop. He disagrees with Tanakama. Tanakama says once in Tekoa, the market is closed, finished, destroy. According to the second opinion, no, even Tekoa it's not available, go to Gush Cholov, let the Ani go search the olive groves. If you can still salvage a revea, then it's not called zman beer. Next, halacha number 3. Eichlin big grace, figs, dried figs. The figs, the pagi means the unripened figs. Pagi means the unripened figs of Beis Hine. It's a name of a place. As long as you can find the unripened figs there, then it's not zman beer. He disagrees. It was only said, don't bring me raya from zman. What do we mean? Like we learned the Tanya. Pagi Beis Hine v'ahine ditovino. Chayav the Meiser. He just meant to say, as the name of a place, the Chayav in Meiser, even though they're very small, even though they're not fully developed, but it's not teaching you the Shia of the Zman. It doesn't, that's not relevant what goes on there, as far as the Zman is concerned. Let me make sure I'm saying the right thing. Paris Eli Meiser. They're very, very small. They're very small. Even though they're very, very small, they're chayv, they're not fully ripe, and they're chayv and Meiser. But for Zman is concerned, I disagree. The only Zman that counts is the Zman of, like we said before, in Beis Hine. Not Beis Hine, I'm sorry, is that's not the Zman. You have to go find another place. I don't know, he doesn't tell us what the place is. He doesn't give us an alternative place. Okay, so he doesn't tell us the Zman. Vayit in the Gemara. Dates, okay, now we're up to 4. Okay, the fourth item on the list. When is the Zman beer for dates? Name of the place. Rabbon Shimon Gamliel. Imer Oichlin al shel bein hakipin. Now bein hakipin means what does it mean? Base between the branches. The key means the branches, but you're not allowed to if there's nothing left between the branches, even though there's left. They noichlem al shel bein hashitzin. The shitzin are the thorns that grow on the bottom of the palm tree. So if you're going to find dates that are growing along the bottom of the palm tree among the thorns, that is not a good enough indication that the Zman beer has not arrived. There must be dates growing between the branches. There are mine, okay? So that's what we've done, okay? So what have we done here? In this new little shtickle, we have discussed 4 different items, and we've given the Zmanim for 4 different items based on location. We've given you a city, Tekoa, given you a place called Soyar, we've given you Gush Chalov, we've given you Tekoa, we've given you locations. Check out, go to the market, go to the supermarket in these cities that they have there, then you're okay. If not, not. We're a Minhe, we have a Stira. The Braisa says the Iker is Man of Yomtesh. Eichlim Banovin grapes is the Zman Ara Pesach. Bezeis, now we didn't discuss grapes. By the way, we learned grapes. No, we did discuss grapes. Deloyos, right? Deloyos. The trellises. Right? The trellises is nothing. So he has nothing to do with the trellises. It goes until this Pesach. Pesach is, until Pesach, you'll always find grapes in the fields. Eichlim Banovin Ara Pesach. Bezeis, Man Ara Tzeres Al Shavuos. Begregos, dried figs Ara Chanukah. Bitzmorim, dates Ara Purim. Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Bashai Samach, and he changed around Purim and Chanukah. He says that Gregor is Purim, and tomorrow is Chanukah. Okay.
But Gregor is a dried figs. Dried figs you can last from
No, not necessarily. So it seems not. It seems that even dried figs, it seems not. Maybe it means that. I'm not sure exactly what it means. It means that if you have in your home dried figs, you only can keep them as long as there are fresh figs out in the field. People, when they would take the figs in, they would right away dry them so to be preserved. So you only can keep in your house your preserved dried figs as long as the figs or the fresh figs are available in the fields. I think that's what it means. Kevaita. So Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Bashrei Samach, that he turns around the last two, the case of Chanukah and Purim. But what's the point? What's the point? The problem over here is we have another Braisa, and the Braisa says, Dikru Zman, times of the year, not location. So the Gemara is not a kasha. Not a kasha. Idi chachiruhu. It's a zelbazach. And if you want to know when you'll be able to find grapes by the loyos, you know what it happens to be. Pesach happens to be the time of the year. Just different ways of knowing. As long as available, the loyos. What happens to be the calendar's man of the loyos, of the trellises, finding the location of the trellises? The time of the year is Pesach. When it comes to olives, to koa, that will be until time of Shavuos, and so on and so forth. Chad chad shiruhu. Viboy is same. Another answer. Ha ketani behedya. It says beferish in the Braisa. Im yesh mucharos mehem oichlin aleyen. The Braisa that says the zmanim. In other words, I'm sorry. The Braisa that says the location. The location. So now it's a little tricky what this means. This part. Look at the words of Rashi. Okay, it's a little bit tricky. No, there is no Rashi. Believe it or not, it's a little bit tricky. Let me read you what it says over here. Tani behedya. It says the Braisa Rishoina. Okay, the Braisa Rishoina. If you go back to the Braisa Rishoina, if you go back to the top of the page, not the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Tani Rabbanon. It gives you all these locations. The Braisa was cut. Let's go to the Enoch. The Enoch and Al-Shaban Shitzin. The Braisa was cut off. We concluded the Braisa, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Al-Shem Al-Shel Ben Akipin, the Enochlin Al-Shel Ben Hashitzin. That's where the Gemara ended the Braisa. But that's not the real end.
Right.
The real end is Hakatani Behegi, the Braisa goes Vaita, Im Yesh Mucharis Mehem, Oichlin Aleim, you can eat Vaita. Which means that you can still eat until Pesach. That generally speaking, you only can eat until it's finished in these locations. These locations typically came to an end before the Zmanim. In other words, the Zman of Tekoa, of olives, came before Shavuos. That was general. But, if you know for a fact that there are still olives available somewhere, then you can continue eating until Pesach, until Shavuos, I mean, by the grave. Now, what does that mean? So the Chazish explains what the Gemara really means. But once you get to Shavuos, you hear the Chiddush? Even if you know for a fact that there are olives in Tekoa, you can't eat. Why not? Because Chazal made a calculation, it's really sour. If the olives are still on the tree after Shavuos in Tekoa, wherever those places are, it's already no good. They're overripe and they're sour.
Not on the tree, but in the
olive groves. Whatever it is, whatever each one is. So there was the quote the second Braisa is telling you. There are two different Zman. The first price are the same exact Zman. They're really the same exact Zman according to the first price. According to the second price, they're not. They're different Zman. The first price that gave us locations was the earlier Zman. And generally, that's the time when it comes to an end. However, the Bryce itself said, we're telling you a general rule, but if you're going to have been, it's going to be an exceptional year where the olives are staying on the tree longer than the seed, longer than what's found in this. Look, let's go to the grapes. Okay, the grapes are found on the deloyos, on the trellises. The trellises, let's say, are 3 weeks before Pesach. 3 weeks before Pesach, you're not going to find grapes in the trellises anymore. You're not going to find anymore. But the Braisa concludes, in the event that the grapes are no longer found on the trellises, but there are grapes out there in the field, you know what? Keep on eating. Gesunde hate. But, don't go past Pesach. Oh, but it's now a week after Pesach and there's still grapes out there in the field. That's the chiddush of the second Braisa. You can go until Pesach if there's fruit. But after Pesach, already the fruit, the grapes you're going to find out there are sour. They're not good. So you can't rely upon it. Okay, so that's the second answer. There are two different Zmanim. Generally, the first Zman, that's going to be the very end. If you'll know that it's available gesundheit, you can go weiter to the later Zman, but you can't go past the later Zman. According to the first answer, the steer is the Zelba Zman. The Zelba Zman. Okay. That includes the Gemara. New Gemara, Thailand, Raisam. New easy Gemara. I'm showing the there. Similar Harim Milan. What a Milan. Okay. Our expert botanist. What a Milan. Vashteta in Rashi. Vashteta in Rashi Milan. What does it say here in Rashi? I can't find the Rashi. Afatzim. Gallnuts, right? Afatzim are gallnuts? Gallnuts. Gallnuts. What are gallnuts? I have no idea. Whatever they are. So if you want to know something is called a harem mouth, and this goes back to what we didn't do yesterday. We ran out of time. But the Gemara yesterday gave us three regions in Eretz Yisrael. Each of the three regions has three different lands.
Right.
There's mountain, there's Shvela, right, and there's Sode. So if you want to know what's called a mountain, what's called the Shvela lowlands, what's called the Sode, if gallnuts grow, you're in a mountainous region. A metzias for a mountain is the production of gallnuts. You don't have gallnuts on lowlands.
They won't grow.
They won't grow, exactly. So similar har milin. Similar amokim, for valleys. Dukolim, palm trees. You don't have palm trees on mountainous, on a place that's a mountain. They know dukolim. That's what the Gemara says. It's not called an emek. Similar nechalim, valleys, konim reeds. Margo is similar shvela. For a shvela, there are four different regions. Shikma are sycamore trees. Okay, so we have over here four different zachen. Mountains, amokim, nechalim. Nechalim is a lot of water. A lot of water is present. And we have shvela, lowland. Lowland, four different...
But these trees, only this one doesn't produce any fruit.
A shikma is not a fruit tree. A sycamore tree is not a fruit tree.
Mm-hmm.
No fruit. It's the name of the tree.
Sycamore is like the trees that they have out front, approximately.
Okay, shikma. Now the afal pi shein raya ledava zeich levshem zilpasa gidin hamelech es hakesev yishalayim. Shlom hamelech was so wealthy that he gave kesev yishalayim kanav like stones. The esaraz and nosan kishimokim. An erez is a very valuable tree. Shikma is not a valuable tree. So there was so much arazim, it was like there was kishikonim, like shikma. Asher bashvel, that's asher bashvel. So here we have a raya. Incidentally, it's taught to us that shikma is present in the shvela in the lowlands. Good. Now, the Gemara, leroyv in abundance. And the Gemara says, Kash, what do I need to know this for? Lemay nafkamina. What is the Gemara? The Gemara is an encyclopedia? What's the purpose? This is a halachic work. This halacha. Or is musa. What's the purpose of knowing these things? The Gemara tells us, similar harmilin, similar makim to call him nafkamina, libikurim. Nafkamina is to bring the first fruits. Ditnan ein mivim bikurim ela mishiva saminim, only from the seven species. Veloy midikolim shebehorim, veloy mipeiro shebamokim. So, male, if right next door to your trees there is gall nuts, you know you're in the wrong place to mekayim the mitzvah. And if you know that if you are in the emek and you have over here the column growing, you know you're in a lot of trouble. You're not bringing from the right. You're not from the right place. Next. Similar in Cholim, why don't you know that? That was last week's parasha. Okay, we're a few days too late. But it's only Monday, so we're still shaykh to last week's parasha. Konim, similar to Nachal Cholim, Nafkamin Nachal Eisan. Eglarufa. You gotta bring down the egg to Nachal Eisan, to a valley, a hard valley. It has to be a place of water. You gotta make sure you have konim growing in the kindness of Eglarufa. Similar to Shvela, Shikma, Lumay Nafkamina. What halach in the Torah? I challenge you to find me a mitzvah in the Torah where you must bring a dafka from a place that's called a shvela. Isn't that a fascinating thing? The Gemara found us in the Indian of a har, and the emek, but the Gemara found us nafkamina for a nachal. But what nafkamina is there for shvela? The Gemara says fasting is takano nafkamina. There's no mitzvah deraisa murdik Gemara. There's no mitzvah that I saw tayag mitzvos that's negea the inyan of shikma, negea the shvela, vashvela. There's no inyan. So what do we need to know? For business, lekach memkar, you want to do a multi-million-dollar business deal, even a $5 business deal, you want to go do, you have to know what's called shvela. Afkamin lekach memkar, I contract to sell you shvela. If you're not going to find there shikma, it's not called shvela. Oh, hash dios lahach, you want to tell me nafkin lekach memkar? Right, Hashas Lachi introduces concept of Mekra Memkar. Kulanami Mekra Memkar, everything is Nagar Mekra Memkar. Okay, next Mishnah. Makam Shagulumkar Behemadaka, Lanachim Mechim, Makam Shnah Shlomagulumkar, Ein Mechim. Now, what's the halacha? You're not allowed to sell Behemagasa to a guy. Why not? Why not? Because the guy, if you're going to sell it to the guy, you might come to rent it to a guy or lend it to a guy. And what's the guy going to do with your animal on Shabbos? He's going to work it. And what's the problem? Your animal is mitzvah to keep Shabbos, just like you. Or not only that, it's your animal, you make sure that it rests.
There's one point where you have to sell your baby to God.
What?
There's one point where you have to sell your baby to God.
You have to sell it to a guy?
Yeah.
When?
If your baby is pregnant. Yeah.
Oh, that's Bukhar. Oh, Bukhar, Shutzvis.
No, so?
Shutzvis. You're saying a good thing. No, but Bukhar can be Behemoth Daka.
So, the Behemoth Daka is sheep, goats, and
uh-huh. Yes, it's a good cash. I don't know the answer. It's only a Shutzvis. It's not Mamash and Mechil Gmur, it's only a Shutzvis. No, it's not, it's a Shutzvis, so it's not a Mechil Gmur. Weiter. So, Makam Shmagel. No, it's a Daka, it's a Shutzvis. It's a Shutzvis. Right, Makam Shnagulum Kabahim Dakal Nachamachim. Makam Shnagul Shlom. Now, what's the shah? Let's read the Sugya. The halach is when you sell Behem, you now let's sell Behem Gasa. Why not? Because the Shalosh Shvisas Behemtai. If you'll sell it, you may come to rent it. You may come to lend it. And then what's going to happen is you're going to do Malach. Okay, so now what's so it's awesome? What about a Behem Daka, a little animal, like a sheep? Sheep and goats don't work. There's no concern whatsoever. Why can't you sell a behema daka, behema gas, a daka, a sheep, or because the sheep will give it to the guy, and the guy will care, he'll share it small and make money off the wall, so give the business. I'll rent him my sheep, he'll take care of the sheep, I'll have a fixed income, and he'll benefit, it'll be a joint venture, he will share the wool, and he will go and sell the wool, he'll make money. I'm very happy. I'm making you doing nothing. It's a very good business. Are you allowed to engage in such a business of selling, of doing such business? So the answer is, it depends on the minute I'm walking.
This is the last week in Washington, D.C.
What?
In Washington, D.C.
What about?
They rented goats.
Yeah.
To go in the famous this forest there. Because they were all, because they were overgrown with grass and
and
it was an IV, and the goats ate it up.
Fantastic.
Huh?
Okay, so we have over here Shaila of selling. Are you allowed to sell? You're not allowed to sell Bimu Gassi. You're allowed to sell Bimu Daka. So Chazal, one, there are different minhagim. 1 minute goes, it's also because light plug. If we're going to let you sell Bimu Daka, you're going to come to sell Bimu Gassi. Bimu Daka, technically, there's no problem because the guy is not going to do melacha. There's no melacha. He doesn't do any work with the animals of Bimu Daka. It's not Shaykh to do melacha with the Bimu Daka. The type of melacha would just run Shabbos. So technically, there's no prohibition. However, according to one minhag, it's also because of loyplik. We only do behemah daka. You're going to come to behemah gasa. So that's what the Mishnah says. Makam shnagu shlimkar behemah daka lenachem leichem. Makam shnagu shloy limkar ein marchem. We call makam ein marchem behemah gasa. That's always awesome because the behemah gasa is the gzera of shvisas behentai. Now, when you're dealing with a behemah gasa, what about a baby behemah gasa? Like an egel, a calf. A shor is not royal l'mulacha until it's 3 years old. When it's a baby, it's royal, it's not royal l'mulacha. So maybe can you sell a behemah, a baby behemah gasa? A type of behemah, when it becomes an adult, that will be also as a mutter when it's a baby. A golem usiachim is donkey. It's a baby donkey. Shleimim, whether they are healthy, or ushevurin, it's missing a leg, it's broken, it's never going to work anyway. So smachlokes. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. He's matir b'shvura. Right, I still say it. Gasa, agolim usiachim, shleimim ushevurim kama. You're never allowed to sell a goy a behemah gasa, whether it's an adult, whether it's a baby, whether it's healthy, whether it's broken, has a broken limb. However, Rabbi Yehuda is matir b'shvura, vayta. Next halacha. Ben b'shvur matir b'sus, a horse. Because a horse only meant for riding. And riding is not a malacha derais on Shabbos. There's no issur min haTorah shvisas b'entoy for riding a horse on Shabbos. Because chai nesei asasa, when you ride on a horse, you are shifting your weight to help the animal carry you. So mele, it's like shnayim shah suhu. It's like two people doing it together. So min haTorah, if you own a horse and you ride a horse on Shabbos, you have not done a malacha derais of violating shvisas b'entoy.
Donkey, you can't put your
a donkey. Yes, a donkey is different. A donkey is not miyuchid for riding. A donkey is miyuchid for carrying.
Yes,
for carrying packages.
Yeah.
A horse is miyuchid for carrying a human being. That's the mitzias. Memela, if you ride a horse on Shabbos, you have not violated the prohibition of shvisas behemtai. Because the person that rides the horse is assisting in moving, carrying its weight, and
so
shifting
can't
its body.
You love your donkey.
Because a donkey, the object is inanimate. You're not riding a donkey. Donkey is meant for packages.
But we learned earlier that when you unload it, it has to roll off by itself.
Okay, it's a different halacha. It's a different content. A donkey is used to carry packages that are inanimate objects. A horse is meant to carry a human being. There's no problem. How's the question? Are you allowed to sell a guy a horse? If you'll sell him a horse, you may come to rent him a horse. And if you rent him a horse, the guy will ride the horse. And if the guy is going to ride the horse on Shabbos, then your animal is going to be doing malacha. It's not doing malacha. Because riding a horse is not a malacha deraisa. The nailer, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, is Matir Besus. Because even if you go and you'll make a mistake and the guy will ride the horse, it's not going to be a malacha deraisa on Shabbos. Right. Now this is why we brought down all of these halachas. We want to get to this. Are you allowed to have roasted meat at the Seder for Shulchan Aruch? Do you have roasted meat by your Seder?
No.
Why not? It depends on the minhag makom. It's a gezera because you may come to mistake the roasted meat as the Korban Pesach. And it's not the Korban Pesach. It's not the Korban Pesach. So makom shnagu lechel tzibul pesach oichle makom shnagu shloi lechel ein oichem. Look at Rashi. Rashi says shloi lechel demechse ka oichle pesach b'chutz. If you're going to eat roasted meat, you're going to mistake the roasted meat to be a Korban Pesach, and people are going to say, oh, you're allowed to offer a Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. And then people are going to make mistakes, and they're going to slide.
You can give it outside your Chaburus, or
people are going to go make mistakes, gets worse and worse, you slide down the slippery slope, before you turn around, people will be coming up with these crazy halachas, oh, it's a shechet karan Pesach and chutz liaretz. You don't want that to happen. Chazal put an end to it and said, you're not even allowed to have roasted meat by the Seder. There are a lot of horror stories of hotels that don't know this halacha, and they serve, by Shulchan Aruch, they serve roasted meat. Yeah, a lot of horror stories. Right. Roasted meat is a roast, right? It's a good vital. What? Minuch.
It's only
a minute. It's a minute, it's a minute. But it's nevertheless a minute. Let's see the Gemara. Besides, okay, this is important halacha. You're not allowed to say this meat. You're right. You go to the butcher shop. You go to Godmark. You go to wherever you go. You go to Pomegranate. You go buy some meat. And you say, oh, this meat, this chicken, or this meat.
Chicken is in a buy.
This meat. You go buy a roast. Basar zeh lepesach. This meat is for Pesach. You're not allowed to say that. It's awesome to go pick up a piece of meat in the butcher store and say LePesach. Why not? It's like you're being saying, I want to be a carbon. I want to give it kedusha saguf.
You say it's for
yontif,
but you say
it's you're being makdish your animal and you're eating kedusha mechutz. Amra papa v'dafka b'sar zeh basar dafka basar avol chitei. But if you're buying wheat, by matzah, there's no answer that this matzah is a Pesach. Aval chite loy, the minta on the Pesach, because what you mean to go is that I want to use it for the yom to the Pesach. In no way do you mean to say that you want to be makdish with kedushas domim or kedushas haguf, because wheat is not roy to go as a carbon. The Gemara says you can't go to the butcher store, you can't take an animal and say this animal is for Pesach. Okay, that was his name. His name was Tudus. Ish Roimi. He was a man of Rome. He lived in Rome. He was in the Golem. He was some of the people who was exiled to Rome. Hinnig as Bnei Roimi, he taught them leechol gidim mikulasim b'lel pesach. He taught them that they should gidim goats mikulasim roasted. He told the Olam in Rome, everyone should have a roasted kid, a goat, for their shulchan aruch on the night of Pesach, zecher lePesach. Exactly what the Mishnah says you should not do. He told them to do because he felt that would enhance their Pesach Seder. They would have more of a flavor of what it's like to remember that it's the end of the Pesach. B'lel pesach, Amru Shachalo, the Rabbanan sent a message to him. He should cut it out. El Malei to the Sata. If not for the fact that you're a great person, you're a very well-respected person, Ata Gozarnu Alech Alech Anidui, we would put you in Shamta. We would put you in a curse and tell everyone not to stay away. A curse. A curse. Shamta is a sham, a chayim is a curse. Neither is a chayim. Sha'ata machal as yishol kadoshim mechutz, because you're causing Klal Yishol to eat kadoshim outside of the Yerushalayim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, what? Todos is telling the people they should take animals and be makdish them as a carbon and sacrifice them in Rome. Kadoshim sal kadaitach. El Eima, what they meant to say was Koroiv Lach Yishol kadoshim mechutz. Because it appears koroiv that it's going to lead to it. By doing this, people are going to get the wrong idea, and who knows, next year, the year after, you got to look down the line, one thing leads to it, before you turn around, people are doing really strange things. So the Gemara says, now here comes the Gemara's kasha. Why were the Rabbanim so upset? Because they were eating lukulas, roasted meat. So stavka mukulasin, but shein mukulas loy. But if it's not mukulas, it's mashma, it's no problem. It's okay. So even though they're having basar, so even though what's the kash? Kasha, even though we look at Rashi, what's the kash? Look at Rashi, tap Rashi. Shein mukulas loy. The kasha of Rav Diamar besar greida nichlaf bePesach. The only problem that they were makbid on was eating roasted. But regular basar, that wasn't an issue. So telling the oilam, if each tudus would tell the people, take basar, the deep makes an implication. So the kasha is, it's not an obvious question. Is that the taina on tudus was, he told them to eat basar mekulas. But if you tell them that they should eat basar lePesach, that was good. Oh, but if you said basar l'pesach, we just concluded that it's not a good idea because you'll make a mistake and it means basar mayu b'makdish.
So the Gemara says,
it's not a kalas. Mekulis, the Gemara is saying mekulis. They said mekulis, no. Mekulis, that's not what they meant. Lo yishno omar, lo yishno lo yomar. If it's roasted, it makes no difference if they designate it. They say the word pesach, basar mekulis for pesach. If it's not mekulis, if it's not roasted, you still have to be careful. You're allowed to have meat, but you still have to be super careful not when you purchase the meat or when you buy the animal, not to say basar zeh lepesach. But you're allowed to have meat. The taina was, don't have roasted meat. Even if you don't say about the roasted meat, basar mekulis zeh lepesach, even if you don't say that, just eating roasted meat is dangerous because it looks like eating a carbon pesach. But if you're not having roasted meat, it's mutter, provided you conform to the rule, the restriction of not saying basar zeh lepesach. Perishin lo perishlo. Radacha masni lo lohol lohol masnisim kemishim mishimin. He learns this memory in the name of Rishimin. Not in the name. This halacha was set over originally in the name of. This halacha was set over. In the name of Rabbi Yossi. So he learns it not in the name of Rabbi Yossi, but the name of Rabbi Shimon. Rachel ben Masla Chol Masisa Kura Rabbi Shimon Masla Rabbi Sheshes Bishlam Elamad Detam Like Rabbi Yossi. Even like Rabbi Yossi Micha, everything was fine and good. Elamad, we'll see why that means. Elamad Masla Rabbi Shimon Micha Viatnan Rabbi Shimon Poiter Shlo Yisnadit Kler Chamis Rabbi Shimon Poiter Shlo Yisnadit Kider Chamis Nadim. Now this means Harei Olai Mincha. Now this gets into a whole sugya. Okay, we're out of time. But basically, I guess the idea is, if you say something which is ridiculous, I want to bring a mincha from barley. There's no such thing because a mincha only comes from wheat. So the question is, do we interpret your words? Do we salvage your words? So according to Rabbi Shimon, okay, it's a long sugya. We're not going to have time, so I have to leave it over here. I'm gonna have to leave it here.